This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Hey, Conscious Kitchen fam. We had a lot of fun with season 5, allowing you all to learn more about Laura and I, our experiences, our likes, our dislikes. Lots of little pieces of personality were infused into this season. Short form episodes that we knew you all would love, and we had so much fun with it. Our guest features this season were limited, but the guests we did have were truly inspirational and connected us even further with topics we really wanted to dissect. We're wrapping up season 5, episode 55, and it feels so good. We did an amazing commemorative 50th episode featuring powerful words, advice, and insight sound bites from top performing guests. If you missed that, scroll back, get inspired before we enter a new season and year. Today, we're really excited because in the name of innovation and our desires to keep things fresh by trying something new, we're making a really big change for season 6. Something you definitely would not expect, something we've never done, something we never thought we would do. And yeah, we're so excited to just tell you what that is. Right, Laura?
Woo! Yes, I'm excited. What's up, Conscious Kitchen fam? It's me, Laura, your co-host. And yeah, we're bringing on amazing personality and amazing spirit in Los Angeles, Kim Syra. What I'm really excited to have about Kim is just like her raw energy. It's really incredible. And how I think listeners will automatically feel uncomfortable with her topics. I think that's good because there's growth that comes out of being comfortable, one. And I think that they'll eventually use that uncomfortability to help transmute and transform their own lives, right? I think Kim is not scared to ask the hard questions. She does not use a filter for herself. And I think, you know, that's really beautiful to watch her on her social media. So she will be bringing that to the Conscious Kitchen podcast. You know, throughout the several months getting to know Kim, it's been really admirable to watch her so vulnerable on her social media that others wish they could talk about or express, but they're essentially too shy or too insecure to do that. So, you know, she's going to be talking about things from her activism projects to her own personal healing journey and, you know, our collaborative production journey with her through these various topics that we are going to, you know, hand select and be carefully curating through the Conscious Kitchen podcast is going to be straight up fierce, hella fresh, and untapped in the podcasting realm, I think, you know. So all the hard topics are going to be on the table. Be very scared. We are coming for you.
Yes. And if you don't know who Kim Syra is, please check out episode 47, where we kind of had a deep dive into what she's been up to. And add a little drum roll here. Welcome, Kim, to the Conscious Kitchen podcast as the new and updated guest host.
Oh, my Woo! Goodness. Wow. Thank you so, so much. It is an honor. Truly such an honor to be here and to share this space with both of you. So thank you so, so much.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. We're just excited that this opportunity kind of came up, that we are all on board, and all of us are really walking down this very new path. So it's exciting.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, collaborating is such a privilege we all have, like, you know, living on the West Coast. That is a big privilege for us. And, you know, we see collaborators connect on social media or pictures or events, but why not through the airwaves? Why not through a global audience, right? So Kim, tell us how you're feeling about this opportunity, being able to express yourself not only in the digital realm, but also through the airwaves.
Yeah, I am so, so, so honored and grateful to be here. I've wanted to do podcasting for quite some time now because there is such a different feel, and it's such a different medium doing things through social media versus actually allowing your voice to resonate or to speak what's going on with me and the things that I'm passionate about. And so I'm honestly just so truly honored and grateful to be able to share this platform with both of you. Thank you for taking me under your wing. And, you know, like you said, Laura, collaboration is pretty much everything. And I always like to say that I wouldn't be here without community. There's no way I would be here without community. So, yeah, thank you so, so, so much.
Awesome. It's an honor. Thank you, Kim, for being here. We're just excited to just do this with you. So what do you feel about your podcast combining science and spirituality is going to be really important for the BIPOC community to be exposed to?
Yeah, I think so. For me personally, I grew up religious and then lost that title. And now I'm very much, I think we're all to some extent spiritual people. And so when I was going through my whole mental health journey, I feel like I've been going through that since I was honestly like 13 years old. But I think the importance of combining science and spirituality shows people that, you know, mental health is so vast and so ever encompassing, and there are so many different modalities and forms to tackle it, whether it's, you know, taking medicine because it's what's helping you, or meditation or prayer. There's just so many different forms. And I'll just say this, there's a beautiful quote that I go with all the time. It's by Ram Dass. And he says, all paths lead to home. And so combining science and spirituality for me is just so important when it comes to talking about mental health and healing.
I love Ram Dass. And if anyone hasn't watched that documentary on Netflix, like called Coming Home. Have you seen that, Kim?
Yeah, I have. It's so good.
It's really, really special. It's awesome.
So, Kim, you went viral with James Gordon, the night host for, which show was that he was on?
It was the Late Late Show with James Corden. Yeah.
It was last year. Yeah, 2021. And I saw on one of your posts, on your content post, that you received the Youth Changer Award from change.org. Will you bring that same energy into the podcast or activism? And tell us, can you unravel a bit about the James Gordon story and our listeners who don't know about it?
Yeah. So I like to say that I think people mostly know me from the James Corden petition. The long story short about it is that last year, during the Stop Asian Hate movement, a lot of people were getting hate crimed and hurt because of literally being Asian. And so on my quest to just do research on how pop culture has been treating Asian folks, I came across James Corden's very popular TV segment. It was called Spill Your Guts or Fill Your Guts. And so this TV segment essentially takes Asian food like balut, which is a traditional Filipino dish, or a thousand-year-old egg, a traditional Chinese dish, and he will mock these foods, like literally call them gross on the air and feature celebrities and make them do a truth or dare. If they don't answer a question, they have to eat the food. And I thought that was really weird. I thought it was very strange because I grew up eating these foods. And so it was so unnatural for me to be seeing that these foods were being mocked. And so I basically launched a petition with change.org. We did an in-person rally in front of CBS Studios here in LA. And it succeeded because the petition isn't on TV anymore. And a lot of that fiery activism and taking up space and using our voice for good is a lot of what I bring on my own platform. And yeah, it's definitely a lot of what I'm going to bring here to this podcast for sure.
Hey guys, sorry to interrupt. Liz here. Let's talk mental health really quick. Who do you talk to help you navigate life's crazy unexpected turns? I had always been an advocate for therapy, but in my 30 years of living, I had never sat down with a therapist myself. That's until a friend recommended BetterHelp. I was curious how a virtual session would work. I've never been a big fan of talking about myself, but my therapist made me feel so comfortable that it was easy to open up my thoughts for discussion and dissection. If you've been curious like me, why not try a virtual session? And we have a special offer for our listeners to get 10% off the first month of BetterHelp. We'll include a link in the description of this episode, and with our exclusive link, you'll get 10% deducted off the package you choose. Take advantage of this great deal and visit betterhelp.com/consciouskitchenpodcast. That's betterhelp.com/consciouskitchenpodcast. Join the over 500,000 people taking charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. Now back to the episode.
Wow. How did that feel? Like, obviously, like the momentum of like creating that, getting the fuel like under your ass and the fire in your ass and like being on the street. How did that feel? Because I look up to you and Liz because you guys, you very much utilize and live a very activist lifestyle, and you guys live and breathe it. So how did that feel, like being on the streets, creating the petition? How was that, like, that whole journey for you?
Yeah, the whole journey of petitioning and, you know, basically yelling on the street, asking for this TV segment to get pulled down was absolutely terrifying. it was so nerve-wracking because I've never done anything to this scale before. I actually didn't think the petition would go anywhere. I was actually contacted by change.org because they really believed in the petition and wanted to really help me, you know, and basically back me to do this because they think, like, change is really possible with this type of, topic. And so I believed them, I believed in myself, I believed in community, but I was terrified. So, yeah.
Yeah, just, I mean, it's always terrifying when you do things like that, because you don't know what the mean things people are going to say too. So it's almost like, you know, you're going to feel great because of the support, right? And like, you, that kind of fuels you. But then you know that there's going to be the opposite side to that. So there's kind of like a little filtering that you have to do on day to day to read those things or to not read those things, right? So how do you plan to make the podcast in a format that's digestible for like the BIPOC community to educate themselves on the topics that we're going to be discussing, spirituality, health, and science?
Yeah, I think what's really different from myself versus, I think, other people who run their own podcasts is that I truly am a student. I, just like you, the listener, am trying to just learn about so many different modalities to just feel better or to just understand the human experience a little bit more clearer, if that's the right word. I'm not an expert in the field. I'm just merely someone who is just trying to learn so much of this alongside with all of you. And I think that's such a powerful asset, right? When we go into new topics with a beginner mind versus, you know, someone speaking at you about all of the things that they already know. And so you and I, the listener and myself, we will be learning together. And I'm very confident that all of the guests that we'll be having on the show have so many beautiful things to teach us, so many beautiful things to say about their own human experiences that can really help all of us on, you know, our own healing journey.
That's really great.
Yeah, I love that. And I think that's a very unique perspective, right? And I see that, you know, compared to a lot of podcasts, a lot of podcasts are being very experimental. They're very vulnerable, right? Because, you know, podcasts are usually used for when people go to work, right? They're at the gym or they're fitting the episode into like their busy, busy routines, you know? What do you think your special ability will be besides being a student? Being a first time podcast host, you know? So what do you think your hero characteristic would be?
Yeah, I think two things come to mind as far as what I feel like my shining assets will be. The first thing is that I'm a really great listener. I was told this by my friend the other day. She's like, "You are such a great unbiased listener." I think the second thing is that I'm not afraid to ask really in-depth questions. I think for me, a lot of my own journey now to being this content creator or just like my own human experience really has required me to ask people to really go there just so that I fully understand what they're talking about. I'm also someone who has ADHD. So for me, the more detail in less time, the better. So, and I think that's perfect for people who are going to work or commuting, and they need substance or they're looking for storytelling in maybe a short amount of time.
That's perfect. I love that. Yeah, I really like that perspective. And then this podcast will just be helpful for those people that are going to set aside that self-care time to tune into these discussions that are going to be soulful and heart-growing and challenging to yourself and how you may or may not look at things. So that's like going to be really exciting. Can you tease some of like the guests that you're hoping to have on? Some of the guests that you're just dreaming will be on and who they are?
Yeah, four of my biggest dream podcast guests would be, first of all, Self-Care is for Everyone. They're an amazing mental health clothing brand that I've truly, truly adored. I have so many of their pieces, and the way that they embody mental health and also their own product and combine the two to really help other people is amazing. The second is a social media creator. Their handle is Hope Healing Arts. I came across their page a few months ago, and I love how they combine memeing, which is really just a form of social media art, I guess, with spirituality specifically. I love that they're able to do that. And so they're the second of my four dream guests. The third is Jez Chung. I've been following Jez for over a year now, and I love their take on, just coming into their own as someone who is neurodivergent and advocating for more inclusivity, accessibility, and diversity when it comes to resources for folks who are neurodivergent. The fourth final big guest that I would love to interview is Susanna Barkati. Susanna is a yoga instructor, but she also works to decolonize a lot of the language and a lot of the stigma around yoga. I love her work so much because one of the biggest things about yoga is that you have to be flexible, or here, at least in the West, it's a very white dominated field. And so she definitely deconstructs that, and she really allows us to see that yoga comes in so many different forms, and it really is for everyone. Those are the four big people that I would love to interview. It would be such a dream and honor to do that.
Y'all tune in for those episodes. They're going to be epic. They're going to be great. You're going to learn. You're going to love life. Let's make it happen for sure.
Yeah. And also, Kim is an Asian joy coach, so there will be sprinkles of Filipino food, Filipino culture, and just lots of Asian goodiness.
Yes.
Yeah, Kim. Are you scared? Are you nervous? Are you shitting your pants? Are you also excited?
Yes, I am. I am absolutely shitting my pants. I'm absolutely nervous, and I'm so excited. I'm so honored, truly. I feel like for me, doing things alone is really difficult, especially like putting the fire under my ass to do something. And so I'm just so freaking excited and grateful to have the support of Liz and Laura as I, talk to all of you and really share their platform, truly. I just can't say enough how grateful I am. So yeah, seriously, thank you.
Yay.
Yeah, thanks, Kim. We receive you. And, podcasting is not perfect. We do a lot of editing, a lot of producing, a lot of planning. So I hope in this next season, you guys can be supporting us through membership, subscriptions, hitting us up through email, collaborations and things like that, because we are independent podcasters and independent media. So we would really love your support on this. If this podcast resonated with you, go ahead and share this with a friend. Look forward to it. Hit that notification bell. Save us on your bookmarks. You need to know about this next coming season.
Yeah, I mean, it's coming. It's like next week, we're launching this season 6 with Kim, and she's taking over, and she's going to come in hot with those really awesome topics for you to really boost your year. And new year, new me, new lessons, new love, new life. So definitely tune back in and share that with all your different friends when it's time.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. And we'll see you on the next season of the podcast, of this upcoming season. And Kim, drop us some knowledge. Drop us some some free-flowing, love. What are you going to, just whatevs, girl. Share it.
Yeah, I'm excited for everyone to go into this new year feeling so fulfilled and so ready to start on a new, fresh slate. And I'm so grateful, so honored, and so excited for you to be going on this journey with me. So yeah, bring it on.
Yeah, awesome. All right, guys. Kim, and it goes to you. Next episode is you. So yay.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to the Conscious Kitchen podcast, and we'll see you on the next one.
See you next time. Bye, vessels. Take care of each other. See you guys in a while. Bye.